The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Good morning. As y'all know, we do like to start and end the show every single day with a little victory. Now, it could be a real victory, could be a negative spun to a positive, could be whatever you need it to be. And honestly, today's little victory is not my own. It's my son's. If you listen to the show, you know the subject for Am I the Jerk most recently. It was me asking if I was the jerk for wiping a booger on my kid. Answer was no, but I got an update because this man got me back. The little victory today is that Sammy wiped the booger on my arm, the nastiest of all things, right before I put him to bed, too. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be cute. I had already felt kind of bad for wiping a booger on him earlier. And then, he got his get back. He got his lick back. Wiped the booger right on my arm, right on my skin, touched me and everything. And I had to be just cool, composed, a cool dad. No problems here.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. Now, today's question is purely theoretical for entertainment purposes only, okay? I don't need no conspiracies or you theorists to pull up on me. But here's the question. We're moving planets. All right, this is how it starts, so y'all know it's theoretical. All right, y'all, we're moving planets. We got to pack up and go. But we can only bring two things with us. What would they be? Now, I don't need the friends, the family, the pets. All that's already included. That's in the spaceship. That's coming with. Friends, family, pets, all of the like core meat and potatoes of what make us tick as people. That's all there. That's coming with. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Fido's coming. Your baby is too. And so's your baby mama. But you're moving planets. We're moving planets. We're jumping on a ship. Rocket ship. Yup. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. We're moving planets. And we can only bring two things. What would you bring? Personally, myself, I'm going to say I'm going to bring a mode of transportation, whether that's a bike, a scooter, a motorcycle, a car, some rollerblades, I don't know. But I got to bring a mode of transportation, and then I also got to bring my Xbox. I'm sorry. Okay, I got to bring the Xbox. Got to bring the gaming console. I got to do something when I'm out there in this new planet. I don't know. It's my first day here. What do y'all do at this planet? Oh, Mars just be Marsing? Man. Well, men are from Venus. Wait, where are men from again? I don't even know. I don't know what planet we're going to. Don't worry about the planet, but we're bringing two things with. Mine's going to be transportation. Any mode, I don't care. Y'all could pick the transportation if you really want to. And then I'm also bringing my Xbox. I got to have some entertainment. Let me explain myself. The transportation, it's not just for me. There's a duality with purpose. So it's so that we can get around. We don't know what the move is going to be like at this new planet. And then we also don't know what the financial situation is going to be like at this planet. If I could say, maybe give people rides in exchange for some monetary compensation or a good or service, now I got employment at said new planet in theory. Or I could rent it out. I don't think we're going to have, you know, rent-a-centers or U-Hauls. What if somebody needs to move across country at whatever new planet we're at? What if you got to move across planet and you need to borrow a vehicle? Again, now I'm thinking that it is possibly going to be a mode of income. I am thinking of, you know, being able to set myself and my family up once we do get to this new planet, because I don't know what we're doing when we get there. But I also know that in my downtime, I want to kick it. I want to play the game. That's how we watch TV. We do all of our streaming on the Xbox. So we're going to need to bring that entertainment for not just me, but the boys. I'm thinking about everybody here. Y'all think I'm thinking selfishly. Yeah, I'm not. I'm thinking about the greater good. Because some days, them little boys aren't going to want to play at whatever outside planet we're at. They're going to want to be inside in the house playing the game. And that's me making a lot of assumptions that we're going to have electricity and all the other commodities. Because for all I know, when we get there, the things I bring are going to be null and void. And I'm going to be floating in the water going, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. But that's the question. And I want y'all to answer with next. 414-533-1037. We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. And we're moving planets, but we can only bring two things with us. What are those two things and why? I'm bringing transportation in the next box. What are you bringing?
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
No, our brains are not awake, but they are on the way. Don't care what time of day, man. I'm yawning through it. But we're going to get through it too, y'all. Because the question of the day today is, we're moving planets, but we can only bring two things with. Yes, we are hopping on a trip to our favorite rocket ship. You can only bring two of them things with you. Now, friends, family, pets, those are already included. So you don't got to worry about that. You don't got to waste one pick on bringing the dog, all right? You could bring other things. They're already in the ship. We're moving planets and can only bring two things. I said I'd bring a mode of transportation, whatever that might be. I don't even actually care. And then my Xbox, because we all need entertainment. We need transportation and entertainment. Simple as that. Now let's get to these calls, because we got some folks on the line. I don't even know what inspired y'all today. I guess y'all like theories. One of the homies recently got their theme song called 5 days in a row. We got Audrey in Detroit.
Tell them where you're from. Straight out of Compton.
Racine, but we say it's actually Detroit, because she's from Detroit.
Good
know.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, fam.
Okay, so I'm going to hit you with a history book.
Uh-oh.
Because if we're going to a different planet, you know, like, kids still got to know their history.
Oh, you mean you're actually bringing a history book? I thought you meant you were going to drop some historical knowledge on me or something. You're physically bringing a history book.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And also, I'm bringing agricultural stuff. I'm bringing plants.
Like seeds or plants, like already propagated and germinated?
Probably germinated already.
Just in case. Ooh.
Just in case. I'll be Farmer Audrey. Farmer Detroit.
Farmer from Detroit. Yeah, I actually like that. You're smart. Oh, dang it. See, you're thinking logically. I'm over here like, I'm trying to make some money and have some fun. You're going, I'm trying to stay alive. Yeah. Trying to stay alive. And I'm also trying to remember our roots, where we came from, because we're not going to be back to our planet. Oh, man. Nah, Audrey, that was actually smooth. Good pull, good call. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye. Ooh. Nah, she brought up some actual knowledge. I was thinking somebody's going to say, I want to bring a hot air balloon or something. You know, I don't know. Well, actually, this guy might say he's going to bring a hot air balloon. I don't know. It's Ryan.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
From Detroit to Alabama.
Good morning.
Morning, big dog. All right.
Well, I got a farmer coming now, so.
You're good.
A farmer from Detroit.
Farmer's
so
coming.
I got to be able to barter with her, okay? Bringing plants.
Thinker. Right? Okay.
So now I'm going to bring myself a cow. So that way I can barter.
Trade milk, trade meat.
If I, at the end of the day, I got to, you know, nix that cow, you
I
know,
mean, a three,
make some stuff off.
Three-legged
you know?
Cows still make milk, don't they?
Exactly.
Stop it. No, I hear you, though. You're bringing a cow. Yeah.
You got to barter with people now.
Okay,
and
that's
then,
one item.
So here's my hardest part. Do I bring a fire starter or do I bring a weapon to hunt?
Dude, I'm glad you said this, because I was also stuck between the two, where between transportation and protection. Because I was like, do I bring a stick? Do I bring a sword?
Yep.
Do I bring the blick? You know, and it isn't just about hunting, you know, gathering, making sure you can feed, but it is also about protection. You know, we don't know what this new planet is like. We don't know what type, if we're the invaders coming in and we're going to end up in some fight. Again,
so
all theoretical.
I'll do the weapon. I'll do the weapon.
Okay, because then I'll bring the transportation and we ride together.
Correct.
Got it. You shotgun with the shotty. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got a barter while we on this planet now.
And then we're sliding by Audrey's to get some food for the road. You're going to trade some milk, and then we're going to hit it. All right.
Exactly.
Well, let's see what the next person is bringing on this shit, man. Appreciate the call, Ryan. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
You too. Peace, fam. Love. All right, cool. Hey, I didn't think this was going to be a cohesive team effort, but we're all bringing things that kind of coexist with one another. I like this. I didn't see this going this way. I thought we were all going to be individualistic, but I see the world is united. Let's see if we stay united. I mean, some tells me we might. We got another OG on the line. OG Laurie.
Good morning. Wepa, wepa.
Wepa, wepa out of Wild Wild Timmerman.
Yep, you know it.
All right.
Keeping it down at the airport.
Holding it down up there. All right, so talk to me. Talk to me. What are you bringing on the ship? We got to leave the planet onto a new one. We can only bring two things. Fur babies are coming. Don't worry about them. They're in the ship.
Oh, yeah, you know that'd be my number one pick next to my kids and grandkids.
You'll say number one and number two, huh?
Yep. But my first one would be a bow and arrow, because you can always, you know, carve an arrow out of anything wood.
That's true.
Whereas with a gun, you can't, you know, you only get it if you've got gunpowder and shell
forge
and a manner of making them.
Yeah, you got to have a whole forge. Now me and Ryan got to find a blacksmith out here. Oh, dang it.
The other thing I'm bringing, my roller skates. I've had them since eighth grade. I am 53 years old, and that's my second skin. I love my roller skates.
That really is. That's your second thing? You're bringing the roller skates? You've had the same pair this whole time?
Yep.
Ooh, so it's not even just about the move. It's not even about to go. It's about a little sentimental value there.
Well, and mind you, I've had to, you know, put new stoppers on and put new wheels on.
Sure.
But as far as the boot, I take very good care of my things. I've had them roller skates, like I said, since eighth grade. And, yeah, God didn't grant me any height or growth. So I haven't grown much in my life, and my foot has stayed the same size, so they're coming with, because that's, like I said, that's my second skin.
That's right. You rolling on the way. Okay. All right, OG Lori, get in the ship. Let's go.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I actually pray I don't make it worse today. But we'll decide. Well, actually, y'all will decide if my advice is good or not, because y'all either say, yeah, DZ, I agree with you. Or y'all go, oh, DZ, that was basura, trash, and here's what they really should do. And maybe y'all got something else for Gwen, because Gwen hit us up and said, my neighbor hates me now, I'm convinced. This is Allie and DZ. I'm in my 30s. I live in an apartment building that has a variety of ages, from 20s to 30s to 80s. It's actually kind of cool. At least it was until recently. Over the holidays, I've always been someone that likes to host, and this year's no different, even with me being in a new apartment. So when I invited people over, I didn't think much of it. Five to seven people at any given time. Okay, so it's like an open house. Said we ate, hung out, played games, listened to music, and we had a great time. I honestly didn't think anything of it until somebody pounded on our door around 10. When we went to the door, nobody was there, so we went on with our night. Honestly, most people left by 10:30, 11 anyway. Now, fast forward, over the last couple weeks, I've noticed my elderly neighbor giving me the cold shoulder. She used to say hi, we used to talk. Now I feel like she's going about her day and ignoring me when I try to say hello. Thinking back on it, it must have been her who knocked on our door. Uh-huh. But she never said anything about it. Now it's weeks later. And I feel like she's ignoring me, and I don't want to start drama. What would I do? What should I do?
Well,
your neighbor does probably hate you, Gwen. I'm going to just be completely honest with you there. I don't really even need to read the rest. I think we got the gist. It just kind of repeats some details, basically saying, like, there wasn't a lot of people. We didn't go all night. She's trying to justify. Gwen is trying to justify. And Gwen, you don't got to. You good. Straight up, it was probably on a weekend. You can't be mad at Meemaw needing to go to bed by 8, 9 o'clock because she's geriatric. We can't be mad at her because she wants a little bit of peace and silence. She's probably been living in that building her whole life. Maybe not her whole life, but now she's got these 20s, these 30s years olds messing with her peace. She's in her 80s and 90s. Who knows how old she is, but she's salty. She's salty because you either had a party and didn't invite her and she's for to get down, or she's salty just because she could hear you. Them walls are paper thin. I don't actually know what the two might be, but or what the one might be, but it's one of the two in my opinion. It's just a matter of do you do anything about this? I guess you could, just to be nice, right? If you feel some type of way. Because my genuine advice, y'all know I'm a Gemini, so what I really want to say is, man, stop worrying about what this third ager is doing. Because this third ager is worried about nothing except for you. She's bored. She's retired. Probably doesn't leave the apartment. I got to be honest. I don't know. But I'm assuming, yeah. But I'm thinking she's just sitting there going, man. Grobble. Mad. Because they're old. You kind of just got to let them be. What do you say to that? Hey, I'm sorry you were salty. I got friends. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't invite you. Maybe next time, if you're still alive. Ooh, ouch. I'm sorry. I'm antagonistic. I'm in here charged up because I want to say don't do nothing. I want to say just let it go and honestly let your neighbor hate you. Somebody else will be living there soon enough, 5 or 10 years. But if you do want some advice, I think I could help. Yeah. I mean, if you don't want me to just say forget it, leave it alone, bye-bye, nobody cares, and you shouldn't care either. You're giving this too much importance for some lady that you really don't even know like that. No, I hear you. Okay, I'll give you some advice. And we can all give advice together. 414-533-1037 is the number. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Gwen's got this problem. She's convinced that her neighbor hates her. Gwen's in her 30s, had thrown an apartment holiday party for her friends and family, whatever. A few people showed up. She said it wrapped up by like 10:30, 11. Somebody banged on the door around 10, though. Was it Gwen's elderly neighbor? She's seeming to assume, because now the old neighbor's ignoring her. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your text. I'm going to do my very, very best to get to those voice notes, all that next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I actually don't believe that I'll make it worse. I'm going to try to help. Normally, I just say off the cuff stuff, and y'all be like, DZ, that was trash. Or I'll just be petitious and say, no, don't do that. That sucks. But there are times, few and far in between, where I try to give genuinely good advice, and I'm trying to do that more. I'm not making that a resolution for the new year. I'm just trying to do that more, period. Because it's not the new year yet. Huh. But Gwen wrote in and said she's convinced that her neighbor hates her. Now she's in her 30s, lives in a complex where she's got people from their 20s to their 80s plus. She threw a holiday party, and it didn't even go that late. It was wrapped by like 11 o'clock, but around 10, she says somebody pounded on the door. When she went to the door, didn't see who it was, nobody was there, but she's convinced it was her elderly neighbor, and she now hates her. I mean, to be completely honest, I'd say, you know what? You really shouldn't give it this much attention, but if you're feeling it, this is what you do. You don't talk to her because she clearly doesn't want to talk. She says she feels like she's being ignored anytime she tries to say hello. She just walks past, yada, yada. She's feeling like she's really, you know, hurt her neighbor in some degree. How? I don't know. Sometimes older individuals, they tend to feel something a little too strongly and they get offended rather easily. I'm going to be honest. Old folks get offended rather easily. The third agers get offended. Be mad at me if you want to, but I said what I said. I'd just bake some cookies or something. Go grandma on her. She's a grandmother, or assuming so. She's elderly, right? So now get her an elderly gift. Bake some cookies. Pound on her door. Set the tray down and say, I'm sorry if I upset you. You don't even got to do anything face to face. Because then that lets her take her time, digest the cookies and the information, and maybe make her feel bad about, okay, well, it probably wasn't that late. Because 10:30, 11 ain't that late. I don't know what the quiet hours are in your building, quote unquote, but 10:30, 11 ain't that late for somebody to be upset that you got people over. Now, if you were a little rowdier than you let off to be, that's a whole nother story. But you said, we ate, hung out, played games, listened to music, we had a great time. That sounds like what we do at my crib. We chill. And yeah, music might be a little louder, but we chill. You're in an apartment, though, so I'm assuming you took care of your noise volumes. I don't know. But let's get to these calls, because we got some people that really, really are inspired, and I think we're going to get them some help today. Somebody just recently earned their theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Got to shout them out in Lake Geneva. It's Katie Ann. and they wanted, yeah, you guessed it, stargazing. Miles Smith, good morning, Katie Ann.
Good morning.
All right. Finally get to hear your theme song. Congratulations. Earned it. 5 days in a row. Woohoo.
Now, that's exciting.
That is exciting. And now you get to kick it off on what would DZ do answer. What would you do in Gwen's shoes about the neighbor, elderly neighbor that she's convinced hates her now?
I agreed with you to a certain extent to ignore her.
Okay.
But I feel like the old lady was a Karen, and we're going to put it that way. Because, like, if she was very upset, instead of knocking and walking away, she could have stayed there at the door.
And said something.
And not had made her, like, feel like she would have done something for it to, like, make sure that her people in the apartment complex are taken care of, obviously.
Right.
So I feel like the old lady was a Karen.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean,
it sucks because they can be cranky, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and old folks do get cranky. It's late at night for them. I get it. It's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Now, I'm not assuming that all old folks go to bed early. I know my neighbors that are retirees, they be up later than I am most of the time. So I'm like, let me not say that all old folks are going to bed early, but I could assume. Yeah, and if somebody pounded on your door, Gwen doesn't even know if it was her neighbor or not, but I kind of agree. I think it was her, too.
Yeah, I do. I think that if she is that upset, I mean, I would just completely ignore her myself
if
I was in her shoes.
So you are saying just let it go. I mean, and let her go, too. Don't give it that much importance, and she currently is.
I mean, maybe down the road she'll start wanting to say hi to you again. Like, don't push it. Don't make it any better. I mean, you can. You could try to make cookies and win the old lady's heart like that.
I'm thinking because it's the holidays, right? You know, be cute around the holidays. Get a little some Christmas cookies or bake some Christmas. I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice and actually give some advice, but I'm actually with you, G. I'm straight up with you. You can't please everybody, and guess what? She's going to get lonelier before you get lonelier. You've got friends. I don't know if she does. I'm not trying to say she doesn't, but maybe her playing cribbage or bridge or whatever with her friends on Tuesday nights isn't enough, and she was just feeling a little petty. And she's going to go, oh, well, I do miss saying hi to Gwen. Oh, little Gwenny. Oh, she reminds me of my granddaughter. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
she'll
come back and be like, hey. And you'll be like, do I say hi back or do I keep ignoring her? And I mean, realistically, you could say hi back or you can keep ignoring her and go on with your life.
You want to continue to be petitious? You want to be old lady Karen like her? Yeah. All right, Katie Ann. Ooh, mic dropping on him. You see, you get your theme song and that advice goes crazy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. I will talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, snap. Katie Ann bringing the points. I ain't even mad at that, dog. Listen, it feels like a good day to give some advice, so we just going to keep rolling. We got somebody else that I feel like usually gives some good advice, solid advice, as long as they don't get hung up on. It's the home. Ebony Pewaukee to Milwaukee.
What's poppin', everybody? Good morning.
What do you mean everybody? It's me, fool.
Oh, I'm talking about everybody else, DZ. This ain't about you.
It isn't about
anyway.
Me. It's about Gwen. You ain't wrong, fam. It's about Gwen.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like I dealt with that before. But I don't know. I'm not one to, like, kiss people. But it's kind of like, hey, I pay my rent, too. I'm not about to be quiet on every occasion and not gather, right?
Ooh, so you're
kind of weird.
I'm not loud in the hallways. I'm loud in my own apartment. Thank you.
Right. So if you're feeling kind of weird, I would just chop it up and be like, hey, when Thanksgiving just passed, I understand we're probably a little too loud. That'll get her to tell on herself. That'll get her to be like, yeah, I tried to come up there and knock, but nobody came to the door. You know what I mean? Then that will just go ahead and out it. But
oh, don't confront her. Don't confront her. Just conversate with her. Okay, but now what if Gwen has been trying to do that? Because she said she's ignored me, my hellos, when I've tried to talk. Like, she's just like, no, thank you. And I don't know if she's hard of hearing, but she might be turning that hearing aid down.
But Ms. Gwen ain't talking about nothing. You know what I mean? She's doing regular stuff like, good morning.
Hey, Nana.
Yeah, how are you doing? How's your day? No, get to the point. See, me, I'm a very direct person.
Small
you
talk.
Can't be mad at something.
No small
or
talk.
Feel a type, right. Or feel a type of energy and not say nothing. Just say something.
So
and then
say.
That'll point her out. Maybe she's just grumpy because it's the holiday season and you taking it personal. We don't know.
We don't know. You're right. It could be that maybe she doesn't have family around or left or who knows what, and she's just a little sad and might be Karen Scrooge type around the holidays.
Yes.
But does that justify, though? Does that justify her now disturbing somebody somebody else's piece, pounding on the door, and then not. But I like that, though.
See, we don't know for sure, though, because she said she didn't know if it was her or not.
You're right. But let's be honest. It was her.
Yes. That's all I got. Be nice.
Be nice, but also be direct and cut the small talk. Yeah. Don't be like, hey, Meemaw, what's up? Don't be like, hey, Meemaw, you mad at me?
Hey, earlier, you mad at me? My bad.
Right. Boom. Yep. You could even slide a note under her door. Honestly, you don't even got to like see her face to face because she really might not want to talk, and you do got to give people that respect.
And if she don't want to talk to you no more, tell her get off your line, Gwen.
Oh, well, then get off our line, Ebony. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Love, fam. Great advice. Appreciate you. Talk soon, G. Good stuff. All right. I think that's kind of a good balance of advice, but you know what? Let's go ahead and get somebody that's on their way to their theme song. We've got two people that done earned it. This one right here is on his way. Got day four under your belt. Carl and Indy, Mr. Gripo himself. Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, huepa. All right, Carl. Now, you listen on the Odyssey app from Indy, you know, when you be living and traveling and doing your thing, but you're consistent, man. You're one of our top listeners, so I actually value your advice. You're in our, like, top 1% of listeners, for real. So you got this on lock. Say less, you go.
Heck yeah. And so I would have to agree with the first caller because I actually have a similar issue with another. I actually have a similar problem with my neighbor who is basically a Karen at me. And she's a very, very quiet lady. And she just stays in the house all day.
Okay. Like, so she's a silent hater or what?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So what does she do? What does she do then? That's Karen, in your opinion. And shout out to the cool Karens out there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but what she does is that she has like cameras like all over her property and a camera pointed at my driveway. And about a year ago, I got trapped on the driveway and I had to use her driveway. I mean, she used to be really nice. And then all of a sudden she said, "You drove my driveway. If you do that again, I'll call the police."
Wow. Oh, so she really is just out here watching the whole neighborhood and making sure nobody's doing something she doesn't like.
Yeah, absolutely. And she, I mean, yeah, but. And I haven't talked to her in like an over a year.
Okay,
ever
Carl.
Since that happened.
So let me ask, what would you say Gwen to do? Do you say Gwen approach her, or do you think Gwen just lets it go, says nothing, and goes about her life?
I think Gwen should just avoid her because because I do the same thing to my neighbor, Gwen should do the same thing to her.
Okay. Oh, everybody live their own life. Let bygones be bygone. And bye, Gwen.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Okay. Settle down, children. It's time to get into Am I the Jerk. And this one's gonna either trigger you one way or trigger you in the other way. But today is not gonna be a sweep. I could almost guarantee you that. If I know you, today's not gonna be a sweep. Or you might prove me wrong. I guess I don't know you at all. I don't know. Let me just get into it. Because Amy wrote in and said, "Am I the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open gifts?" Says, "Hi, Allie and DZ. When I grew up, our family all ripped open our presents at the same time. Everyone at once got to chaotically open their presents and show everyone what we got if we wanted to. Well, now I'm married. And my husband's family loves to sit, and their tradition is to watch everyone open each gift one by one. It's a slow and painful way to go, especially on the holidays." Amy says, "I don't understand why we have to do this. It takes forever. Not to mention, I don't care for the individual attention as everyone glares at me when I'm opening presents. At this point, I would rather save my presents and open them at home privately, but that's not the quote-unquote tradition. And my husband says that I'd be the jerk if I did that. But I don't know. Am I the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open gifts or open my own in front of everyone? Amy." Well, Amy, I get it. It's awkward. It's like the singing happy birthday at a restaurant concept. You feel like the room is watching. I don't disagree. Now, where I do disagree is the fact that it's kind of what y'all do. Now, I know you didn't grow up this way, but he did. Now, who's to say you can't modify, you can't change, you guys do things differently. But it sounds like this is pretty locked in and everybody opens presents one by one and you watch them and then you go, "Oh, I like that shirt." And then they open the next package and,
oh, I like that pair of socks. Then you open the next package and you're still staring at the same person. Oh, you got a gift card. Oh, yay. Man, what is it about that? Is it because the people that gave you the gift like to watch you joyfully open it and see the reaction and surprise? Because it really doesn't make sense, right? You're opening your presents. It's fun to share and show, but that's not what everybody likes to do. But one by one, that's daunting. And especially when you got, you know, bigger families, bro, it takes a while. It does. Certain families do certain things. You know, my family, we'll go in a circle and kind of open presents, but it's not like we're waiting and watching. It's more of, you take a turn, and we are looking at each other, open gifts, but it doesn't feel like it's a crazy, oh my gosh. It's more like, oh, what present is this? Here, it's your present. You open it. Oh, what present is this? Here, you open it. Oh my gosh, Wait, I think my family does presents one by one. I just never realized it was one by one because it was never just the one person. Oh, snap. I think I'm calling you the jerk because this is traditional in my household, and I didn't even realize this was our tradition. I'm realizing something live on air, y'all. We open presents one by one, and it's never bothered me because it never felt like it was one by one, because it was, oh, DZ's present, oh, Aaron's gift, oh, mom's gift, oh, the boys, oh, sister, oh, cousin. As you plucked from the tree, everybody got the present, and slowly, yeah, you'd open more and more presents, but it was one by one. Yikes. Either way, I think I'm calling you the jerk. It's tradition. It's Christmas. That's what they do. That's how they grew up. And you grew up a whole different way. You can't impose your want and will on his family. At least that's how I feel about it. Personal opinions only on this side, y'all. And today's Am I the Jerk is going to go one of two ways. You're either saying, yeah, she's the jerk for not wanting to open and watch everyone open gifts one by one. Or you're going to say, no, she's doing what she would prefer to do. It's her holiday, too. And if she doesn't want to open presents in front of somebody, that's okay. Some people genuinely don't like that much attention on their person. And I get it. I don't necessarily care to be the center of attention in a lot of cases. And I guess I don't notice it when it happens until it's too late. And then I'm already in it and I can't be the bad guy. But Amy's saying she don't care. She'll be the bad guy. I don't want to open presents in front of people. Her husband said she's the jerk. I'm kind of saying she's the jerk. We don't really get to decide, though. The listeners do. 414-533-1037 is the number. Is Amy the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open presents at Christmas? Ooh, the lines are on fire. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, we deciding Amy's fate today. Because Amy wrote in and says, am I the jerk for not wanting to watch everyone open gifts? Not wanting to open gifts as everyone watches? So the way she grew up, all her family just ripped the presents open. Everybody at the same time, they went crazy. But now she's married and her husband's family, they do it the complete opposite way. They're opening gifts one by one. And they're watching each other. She says it's slow and painful. Doesn't understand. She doesn't like it. Doesn't care for it. And doesn't like the attention that everyone gives while they're glaring at you. But she said at this point, she'd rather just open the presents at home privately. Her husband said the jerk. I kind of am leaning towards jerk, but I don't decide. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting to watch and not wanting everyone to watch opening gifts. It's timely, y'all. It is definitely timely. So let's just hop up into it. We got one of the OG regulars called 5 days in a row. One of the first 5 days in a row is at that. Put some respect on her name. It's Bella in Kenosha. Morning, Bella.
Good morning.
What's good, fam? All right, let's jump right into it because I know you know how this goes. Is she the jerk or is she not the jerk for the present situation?
Yeah, so straight into it, she's definitely a jerk.
Okay.
Like, the whole point of, like, you know, holidays and spending time is spending time.
Yeah.
And looking at people and, like, engagement. Like, so it annoys you or you're bothered by the fact that it's not super quick and, like, glaring. Like, what kind of Christmas party where you feel like people are glaring at you? Maybe because you're acting like you don't want to be there.
Yeah. I think she feels that she's being glared at when family's really just, like, looking intently with love.
Right.
You know, trying to see if she liked the present, right?
Yeah, it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems really rude, honestly.
Ooh.
And if you don't want to be there, then don't be there. Don't participate.
Ooh.
You don't get presents then, but anyway, like, be grateful that you have a family and be able to receive gifts and
that's
give
really
gifts.
True. Now, peeling it back a little bit, yeah, taking it off of the surface of the situation, it's about being grateful. And I hear what you're saying. It doesn't sound like she's being really grateful to even just be there. She's going, oh, this is annoying.
Or give me my presents. I want to go.
I want to open them in the car on the way home while nobody's watching, secretly.
And I get that not wanting to be the center of attention, but it's not about you, baby girl.
Yeah. And what if she's judgmental? What if she can't hold her face, right? And she, like, if she doesn't like something, she, like, makes a face right away and people just, ooh, what if this is a, Bella? Okay, you kicked it off the right way. You say jerk.
Thank you. Yep. Hey, girl. Hey, Santino. Have a good day, everybody.
Squad. All right, fam. We'll talk to you later.
Squad. All right, love y'all. Bye.
Bye. Love. Peace. Kicks it off. Bella says jerk. Now we got somebody on the way earning their own theme song. They're actually on day three on a roll going crazy. Megan in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias. All right, you heard Bella go. Starts it off. Said jerk. Not being grateful. Tradition doesn't matter. Peeling it back a little bit, going, you're not even happy to be there? What's wrong with you?
Listen, she is absolutely not the jerk, and I'm a bit triggered about this, CZ.
Okay, talk.
My family has done that for years. The tradition of opening gifts, you know, individually, one by one, you stare, you ooh, you ah.
Yeah.
However, as we got older, it became sitting there watching my mom and her husband opening up 40 gifts, you know, and that's great that they want to get each other those gifts. However, when you're sitting there and you're just watching someone opening up.
Presents that, yeah, now it becomes a surprise. Oh, I hear what you're saying. It's different when it's a whole family thing, but if I didn't get you that present, I don't necessarily care to watch you open it.
Well, and you're just sitting there, and you literally have one gift in front of you, and that's it, because, you know, there's that price tag amount. And so there was one year, we have a rug just standing up, not even wrapped, nothing. And they literally put it as me, my husband's Christmas presents plus my birthday. And we're just sitting there watching all these gifts get open. We're just staring at this rug like, really?
We ain't got nothing to I mean, I guess we'll unwrap it when we get home to put it down. But aside from that.
Again, I'm very grateful for anything that I get. But at the same time, I had a personal talk with my family. And I'm like, listen, I don't like it. But, you know, again, she is not the jerk.
Not the jerk, because she really is just saying how she feels about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I respect the answer. And honestly, with personal experience, I'd be salty if I'm sitting here watching you open. Oh, a watch. Oh, some new shoes. Oh, you got some clothes. Oh, that's cool. Oh, a nice new bag. Okay, cool. Oh, another one. Oh, not another present. Okay. All right. Okay, this is 12. Okay, this is the 12th present. Whew. I don't disagree with you, actually, at all, Megan. Say less. We're split 50-50. Appreciate your call.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you tomorrow for day four. Like I said, she's on a roll. Speaking on a roll, we got somebody that's got some big shoes to fill. Calling out of Sheboygan. Shout out Sheboygan. We got Taylor. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, DZ. Wepa.
Right. Wepa. Now, Taylor, I know big shoes would be in a tiebreaker, but I believe in you. You in Sheboygan. You in my neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying? Like, I spent some time up there, if you don't know. Shout out Lakeland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go Muskies. Class of 2019 here.
Hey, Muskie gang. Old Muskies in the house. Now let's get back. Now that we know that we are kindred spirits and Sheboygan Lakeland alums, talk to me. Yes. What do you think? Tiebreaker. I actually love this. What do you say?
I don't know. Moral compass coming in hot today.
Right?
Okay. So I'm an only child, only grandchild. Oh. So if I'm saying this, she's a big old jerk.
Define it, because being only child, only grandchild, this means you got a lot of attention. I ain't going.
And it was always about me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 35 now. I'm a teacher, and I talk to my kids about this all the time. The world does not revolve around you. It revolves around the sun. It's one time a year, and you know what? It's about finding joy in other people's happiness, and if it bothers her, it sounds a lot like she's complaining and not like it seriously makes her feel uncomfortable. She's a jerk for two reasons. She's a jerk because she's not getting her way and she's, pitching a fit about it.
Right.
And then she's also a jerk because she's not talking to his family about it. She's complaining about it on the radio. So, like, you're acting childish, but not by not taking initiative to remedy the situation.
To say anything. And I hear what you're saying. And I had the same thought and went, yeah, but at the the same time, it's a lot easier to tell people you don't know and ask an opinion than to confront the situation with the family that you've created and the family you married into. And you don't want to start no drama. So you're going, let me decide. Let me decide on Allie and DZ if I should even say anything. Because if I'm a jerk, I'm not going to say nothing.
Well, now she knows.
Now she knows. Mic drop it. Let's go, Taylor. We got to talk to you again. You smart. You good with it. Must be that Lakeland degree.
Yeah, Mr. Krebs all day.
Oh, shout out Mr. Krebs. Shout out Charlie Krebs. That boy. If you know, you know. If you don't, hey, man, Lakeland.edu.
Check him out.
No, shameless plug. Hashtag. It actually is an ad. No. It's worked out. It's worked out. It's washed. Listen, she's the jerk. Appreciate your call, Taylor. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. Yeah, we're talking guilty pleasure smells. Some of them smells that you might not even really know why you like, but you like. Personally, y'all, man, let me just bust myself out and hopefully it inspires you to do the same. Because y'all might call me weird or you guys might agree. I actually find that we're all kind of weird together sometimes. But let me just share my smells with you guys. The smell of freshly cut wood. Oh, I can smell it just thinking about it. Like freshly cut wood. Or the smell of diesel fuel. Now, I know some of y'all gave me the stank eye. Yeah, but... Listen, I got fond memories of being in like kindergarten, walking outside of school and smelling the diesel fuel from the bus, not knowing what it was and going, it smells good out here, diesel fuel. And then somebody went, yeah, that's the smell of gasoline, buddy. What's wrong with you? No, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I know I like that smell. Mm-hmm, got a few. Got one more for you too, actually. Well, not the only one, but new shoes. Oh, Lord have mercy. They got to be brand new. I'm talking about DS, dead stock. Untouched, no pavement. They ain't even been tried on yet. Talking about factory reset smells. New insoles. Man, I know I'm weird when I'm sticking my face inside of a brand new sneaker I ain't even put on yet, but I don't even care. It's got to be clean, though. I'm talking about I got to be able to lick the bottom clean or else, nah, I don't trust that. If it even looks like it got tried on, I ain't putting my nose in that. But if I could tell, it's my shoe and only my shoe and ain't nobody else ever put it on their feet. Deep breath in, hold it. Deep breath out. Those smells just get me. And y'all think I'm playing, bruh. So the other day, going back to the freshly cut wood smell, the other day, one of our regulars, Ryan in Calabama, dropped us off a beautiful gift, myself and Allie. And it was a wood board that he burned and cut out. And it says happy holidays. And it's made from wood, right? So he put it together and brought it. You could tell that he milled it. Freshly milled wood. It was cut. It smelled, still smelled like sawdust. I smelled it on the way home. I ain't gonna lie. I waited till I got in the car, though. But then I gave it a little whiff. Love the smell of wood. I just, pause actually. Ooh. But y'all, I can't be the only one. I know I'm not the only one. The smells that just make you go, I already called a few out. Brand new babies, don't tempt me with holding your child. That baby smells amazing. Why do babies smell so sweet? Is it the milk? Is it the diapers? Is it the lotion? Is it the wipes? Is it just the baby? Because babies smell just amazing. Love the smell. I mean, I used to smell my sons for no reason. And I say used to, and I mean now. I still do. Randomly, I'll just... smell my son's heads. And I feel weird saying it, but here we are, bruh. The guilty pleasure smells. That's why it feels weird saying, because we're going, I guess, I hate to admit it, but man, yeah. When I blow out the candle, I might take a inhale right afterwards. And that sounds weird, but dude, the smell of a candle freshly blown out, ain't no smell like it. Mm-hmm. Where y'all at? 414-533-1037. I cannot be alone. Guilty pleasure smells. My list is endless. Yours doesn't have to be endless. You only got to give me one, and you only got to give me one if you won't. Calls, text, maybe even some voice notes next. 414-533-1037 is the number. What are the guilty pleasure smells that you love? Where are my hand sanitizer lovers at? We're going to talk to you next. It's a beautiful smell. It's a beautiful smell. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ discussing beautiful smells. Now, might not be beautiful to everybody else, but it's beautiful to us. Beautiful to me. Guilty pleasure smells. Mine are fresh cut wood. Ooh, some fresh sawdust. Sprinkle it on me, baby. The smell of diesel fuel. Don't ask me why. I genuinely have no clue. but I'm not the only person that has and will say diesel fuel. The smell just, it was invigorating when I first smelled it as a baby, and I'm like, what? Okay, diesel fuel, good smell, I guess. And my final one, new shoes. Oh, I'll be new shoe goofing, boy. I'll just put my whole face inside my sneaker if it's brand new, untouched, dead stock. But those are only my smells, and I know it might not be the only one with some weird smells out here, so let's just jump into it. We got a few calls on the line. First up, Jenny in Caledonia. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
All right, share with the class guilty pleasure smells. Ready, set, go.
Like 4-day-old roadkill skunk.
Huh?
Like where it lingers in the air. I love the smell of old dead skunk.
Wait a second, what?
I don't know if it's because I'm 9 months pregnant, but I love it.
It doesn't like, bother you?
No, like fresh roadkill skunk, like that rocks your nose. Ew. And like hurts you.
Ew, yeah, but, like, yeah. Before
old, like just old lingering in the air, dead skunk.
So when DPW doesn't come and get it.
Yes, and it kind of sits there and bakes in the sun.
But, yeah. And you said, okay.
I love that smell.
And you said you're 9 months pregnant currently, yeah?
Yes.
So,
yes.
And not to assume or like put the blame on the baby, but it could be baby related. Because as soon as it pops out, I'd be curious for an update to know if you still enjoy that smell.
Yes. I'll have to text you guys and be like, you know, no, that kind of smells pretty bad.
I lied, actually. It was the baby's favorite smell, not mine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And Jenny. Toast. I love the smell of toast.
Toast. Ooh, yeah. A little burnt. The smell of char. Yeah. Char. Just burned.
Yes.
The smell of burn. Mm.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, Jenny. Hey, and congratulations on the baby. Any day now. Any day now.
I know. Any day.
I know you are waiting.
Yes, I feel like I've been pregnant for 40 months.
Feels like it too. I'm already knowing it. It. Honestly, don't even worry about it. I'm sure you're doing amazing, and I can't wait to hear the update on the baby. Wishing you well. Wishing
Thank
you health.
You.
And I wish that you smell a 4-day-old skunk today. Why not?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have a good day, Jenny. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Hey, yo, that started off strong. And talk about smells. I mean, that's a strong smell. I ain't going to take it from her. 4-day-old skunk, maybe there's a difference. I know that fresh skunk burns your nose. 4 days old might not be as bad. I don't know. Who would have thunk? Nicole, good morning out of Sheboygan. How you doing? You smelling skunks?
No.
Nah, hey, but we ain't going to take it from Jenny. We ain't going to take it from Jenny, though. But what's your smells? Guilty pleasures, go.
So I have three, but one of my three, you already said.
Okay, so we share
one.
So
I'm going to save that one for last. So my guilty pleasure is fresh cut grass.
Oh, yes, yes.
Especially in spring, the very first time, it smells amazing.
Yeah, the wet, dewy stuff, too. Like, it's got to be a little wet, just a slight bit moist. And I'm sorry for anybody bothered by that word. I need a little dew on my grass when to get that smell of the good, good green and water. Yeah.
Yeah, the second one is wood burning, like a fire pit.
Bonfires.
Or like fireplace, wood burning stove, that kind of smell. It brings me back to my childhood.
That char smell, that coal almost, like that. It makes the room smell warmer. I don't know what that means, but it makes the room smell warmer.
Yes. And that one I like really bad in winter.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, the one that you named, you're probably going to be surprised. So you're not, like, alone in this boat, is a truck exhaust, like a semi.
The diesel.
And I love it really. It's something with the winter air and the truck exhaust.
It's just, it has this weird,
like high off of it.
It has this weird sweet,
I get a high.
Yes, it's, and it's not like a, oh my gosh, I'm hot, no, not like that, but it's like a, it's this weird, like, boost of, like, ooh, what's that?
Yes.
It's like, this aromatic sweetness to it that we know it's
carcinogens,
but, like, at the same time, I'm like, there's other worse things in the world.
All my friends think I'm weird, and I'm like, hey, I did color guard, I marched in the Buccaneers, I marched in Dare Brass / Evolution, so
Wepa.
We had trucks
dropping
equipment off, and it brings me back to 20, 30 years ago.
It could be the memory of it, too, because really, I don't know why I enjoy the smell. I just know I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not alone.
I'm not alone. Nicole, appreciate you calling, letting me know we in this together. Have a good day.
Heck yeah, DZ. You have a good day, hon.
Bye. Take care out there in Sheboygan doing cool things. You know Sheboygan, that's near and dear to my heart. And now Nicole is too, because she says she likes diesel fuel too. All right, let's keep it rolling. I want to talk to everybody going on these smells. I'm going to get to these texts in a second, but first I got to get to some of these calls, man, because y'all got smells on smells on smells. And this one, I don't even know. I said surprise me, because Julie in Oak Creek said, y'all might think I'm crazy. You let us decide if you're crazy, Julie. Share your guilty pleasure smell.
Okay, I have two.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll start with the one that I think everybody's going to think I'm crazy.
All right.
So the smell of a good cigar, not a cheap cigar, a good cigar.
Oh.
Because it reminds me of my grandpa.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, well, when you got a sentimental attachment, sure. And I know a lot of people are like, ew, cigars, ew, cigarettes, ew, smoke. No, I actually agree with you. No, I don't think that's disgusting at all. Do I want to smoke a cigar for myself? Probably not, unless it's an extremely special circumstance, right? But if somebody's around me smoking a cigar, oh, it smells different than it tastes. It really does. And when you got like a nice Robusto or like a darker hue on a cigar, yeah. You know what? Yeah. Actually, you're not crazy. I'm with you on that one. I enjoy the smell of a good cigar, too. It's got to be a good cigar. Now, I'm not talking about no acid cigar. No. The good stuff. Them $20 and up cigars.
Right, mm-hmm. Like a Peterson.
Up, yes. Ooh, and you know your cigars. Okay, I'll see you. Okay. You really are thinking about Grandpa, man. All right, so what's your other smell?
I love walking into a bookstore because the smell of a book is just, yes.
Yeah. Does it have to be a stale book or is it a new book? Because I ain't going to lie, I think I like the smell of stale books.
New book.
Okay. Gotta be a new book. I hear you. You probably read enough to keep all your books new.
Yeah.
I knew it. You like my wife. She's in the car or at work, whatever, wherever she's at. She's going, oh my, yes, new smells, new book smells. Her shoes are her version of a new shoe for me is her books. She'll stick her nose in a new book. You're right. Love it, Julie. Yeah. Appreciate your call,
fam. There's just something about that paper and cardboard and the whole, everything.
It hits the right way. And it got to be a hardback, huh?
Yep.
Yep, I knew it. Julie, get out of here. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh, much love, Julie. Have a great day. Okay. All right. Now, this is good. But I think we got to get to a few of these texts because I know I'm not the only one out here going crazy with some of these smells. I'll out it. One of my friends said that they enjoy the smell of their baby's vomit. I'm sorry. I didn't want to say it, but they said they like it. Yeah. Natalie in Menominee Falls out here texted and said, I like the smell of burnt hair. All right. Now, you a little weird for that one because is it your own hair? I don't like the smell of burnt hair at all, but I can see maybe if it was my own hair, right? Smell of coffee, someone else texted. Ooh, pool water, chlorine pools especially. Yeah, whoever texted that, sign your name next time. And whoever texted new tires, you right. You definitely right. I like the smell of new tires too. All right, now let's get to this last call. We got Jessica calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Jessica. How we doing? We running out of time, but I got to talk to you. We're going guilty pleasure smells crazy over here. What's yours?
All right. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Excited to talk to you. Share.
I couldn't wait. Okay, so I have three real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So first one, like you said, is the definitely the shoe smell.
Yum.
The brand new shoes, out of this world. I don't know what it is.
I couldn't tell you.
I know, right? And the second smell, I would have to say, you know, like when you're barbecuing and you get the coal and everything, the first light of the coal,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, for some reason, I don't know if it's like, I already know the food is coming, so it's like a premeditated smell. I don't know.
The premeditated smell. Jessica, why did I envision and agree with? I was like, nodding, like, yup. As soon as the coals hit, I opened the bag of coals and I'm like, ooh, we eating in like an hour and a half. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. And my last one real quick is rubbing alcohol.
Oh, you know what? Somebody also texted they said rubbing alcohol and hand sanitizer, the same smells, and it's specific to brands. Are you specific to brands?
No, but I do like the 91%.
Jessica, I can't stand you. Said I'm not specific to brands. I just need the right ABV.